Lieutenant Reeve, Houston Comtech, Net 1.
Houston Comtech, Lieutenant Reeve.
Roger, are you receiving anything down from the spacecraft at this time?
We were when they first came overhead, but we're not at the present time, negative.
Roger, thank you.
Gumdrop Houston, sunrise is at 08. We'll see you over Carnarvon at 48.
This is Apollo Control, 72 hours, 39 minutes. Gumdrop and Spider beyond Tananarive now. All that chatter in the latter part of that pass was crosstalk. It was not between the spacecraft. Carnarvon will acquire at 72 hours, 48 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston.
We've got you through Carnarvon. Houston, standing by.
We're probably going to have to repress the cabin fairly slow.
First thing I'll pass you'll be the hostile block, then I'll pass you the camera, the movie camera right after that. Probably thereafter.
Pressure reading zero.
At 47. It's now 49.35. Do you feel anything? Still cooling yet?
No, I'm waiting for the tone to go off. My pressure. Okay, it's coming down to 4.1.
Okay, tether hooked up, lock.
The what?
The lifeline, your tether?
Yes. Make sure I got it all the way down. Okay, feed water's off. Going to max cooling. Come on, baby.
Okay, it's now 7250 and we've turned the cooling on. Max cool, and Rusty says he feels the cooling coming.
My antenna is released.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've got.
I'll crinkle down.
Say again?
The antenna's all bent out of shape, but it'll.
It's still out of shape even when I go down?
No, it's all right now.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be careful now, is that flap on that door handle?
Yeah, I know.
It's almost impossible not to wipe that off.
The decent oxygen and everything look?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
See, that cabin pressure is still reading about a tenth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, the next thing I gotta do is not get this doggone tether tangled around my wrist. Okay, I got it the right way now. I got a min cooling.
About 10 minutes to sunrise.
Reading mean.
Drop, no need to answer. Sunrise 08.
Mean heart rates, McDivitt 90, Scott 88, and Schweikert is up close to 100. GNC says propellant consumption so far is almost nil.
Gumdrop, this is Houston through Honeysuckle. I'm reading the Spider loud and clear.
Houston, this is Spider transmitting in retard. If you're reading fine, if you don't, too bad. It's 7257. We've had this camera depressure right now for about 12 minutes. Really looks like it's going along fine. Well, most of these plus seems to be working all right. Dave is in the process of depressurizing.
Oh, they were calling in the middle when you were trying to talk to him.
Roger, Spider, this is Houston. I copy all of that. You're coming through loud and clear. I'm reading the cliff loud and clear.
Gumdrop pressure down to 1.5 pounds now. Schweikert's heart rate in the mid-60s now.
In the data at all? Oh. See how much different this sounds. Any change?
Yeah. Not quieter now.
Yeah, I'll go back to data. Okay.
But I wasn't hearing any data for a long time. I wasn't hearing any noise a lot. But then about 5 minutes ago, I started picking up a lot of high static, high level static, and then I sort of dribbled that down. I thought that's what that still was. Nice cranked that up, it was just as clear as a bell. In fact, now it's not making as much as it was before you entered the mother frequency. We've had a little problem with some of the commutators and the transducer on the battery current thing. Sometimes you're going to fall to P10 and it makes a funny noise. That happened in chamber A. It could be that same thing. Maybe if I wiggle it in the one, you'll hear a different noise. Okay.
Roger, Spider and Gumdrop, we're going to lose you here at Honeysuckle, and we're showing 6 minutes to sunrise.
How you feeling?
Good. Okay, Spider, Gumdrop, the hatch is open. No sweat, it's just swings, pick it up, swings.
Very good, let's hope it swings back again now.
Oh, it stays just where I want it.
Good.
Gumdrop, Spider, Houston, sunrise will be in a